Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 222. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, the podcast where I share my feelings with you, the podcast where I share my vibes with you. And lately, I've been annoying my friends in real life lately because I tend to do this thing where I find a catchphrase and I latch onto it because I think it's cool and I won't shut up about it. I won't stop using it until I'm basically using it 24/7. And lately, that catchphrase has been, "That's a vibe." I've been saying that a lot. Oh, that's a vibe. And I just think it's great, right? I think it's such a catch-all for anything. Like, oh, the weather's great. That's a vibe. I had a good workout. Vibe. Had a great Chipotle burrito. That's a vibe. And that's the new catchphrase for me lately. And today I've got a topic that is most definitely a vibe. And it's simple and it's reflective of what I basically say and preach and talk about here on the podcast and Instagram and everywhere 24/7. Namely, that your mindset is a choice. It's a choice. How you see the world around you is a choice. How you react to your shortcomings in life is a choice. How you react to the questions you have in life, unanswered questions you have in life, that's a choice. And so it goes without saying, but this is basically my roundabout way of saying your mindset is a vibe. And your mindset 100% has everything to do with how happy you are, how frustrated you are, how hard you work, how you react to everything in your life, the good things, the bad things. And when it comes to making a choice about how you see your life, a simple choice, I wanted today to share with you a big vibe that I've learned over the past couple of years. And that's that I really, really, really think that the key to living a happy life, a fulfilled life, one where you work hard, where you bounce back when things don't go right, one where you appreciate what you have while you have it, all those things. That life is one where you learn to be okay with not always being okay. Specifically, it's one where you learn to live with question marks in your life and you're okay with it. I think this is like major key. This is DJ Khaled, Major Keeler here, being able to look ahead in your life and be okay with not always knowing what's next, what the next steps are, where you're heading. Not always knowing exactly whether you're confident or not, whether you know exactly where you're going, what's happening next. Being okay with not knowing. Being okay with not always looking and searching and demanding answers to those questions. That's a big vibe for me, and that's what I want to talk about briefly today. So for this episode, I'm not talking about looking back in your life. I'm not talking about connecting the dots from your past, healing from your past, learning from your past. I'm talking about your future. And I wanted to do that because I find that the majority of our anxiety in life, or just like feeling meh or confused or lost, it comes from looking ahead. And yes, it's certainly exacerbated by a past that is confusing or doesn't make sense or hurts or whatever. But the cure to that is found in the present and the future. But when we look ahead and we feel overwhelmed by the lack of answers we have regarding our future, then it only gets worse. So that's why I say to make sense of your life, past, present, look ahead, but be okay with not knowing the answers to your questions right now. Don't look ahead for answers. Look ahead to find open-ended hope. Not hope that is defined for you with answers, but rather hope that you define yourself. And I'll explain what that means in a little bit, but this is a big vibe. It's a big vibe. Because Let's talk about why we sometimes feel overwhelmed in our lives. Let's talk about why we feel anxious or unhappy or unmotivated or whatever negative emotion you want to describe in your life. I find, And I don't think this is just me. I find that this happens when I start thinking ahead. I feel those emotions when I start thinking ahead, when I picture my life a month from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. This happens when I have no idea how I'm going to get those things, when I don't have the answers about how I'm going to have that life that I want in a year, 2 years, 5 years, right? A great career, settled down in a relationship, maybe kids, great friends, to be talented and happy and own all the things that I want, right? That's my looking ahead vision. And I think about those things and I think about all the questions I have of how am I going to get there? What are next steps? Oh my gosh, all these things. And I'm like, well, you know, I have no idea. I don't know how I'm going to make that happen. I don't know if I'm on the right track. I don't know if I'm doing the right things. You know, right now I have none of that. And I don't think they're magically going to appear. And then it's like, bam, I feel anxious as a result. I feel like I'm falling behind. I feel like I won't ever have those things maybe. You might know this feeling, right? It's kind of like a pit in your stomach. You're like, oh man, maybe I'm not heading in the right direction. Maybe I haven't set up myself to be successful, to fall in love, to have the things I want. And it's like, ugh. It's a bad feeling. It's a bad feeling to have. And, you know, I was thinking about this for this episode. And I that happens, of course, when you look ahead, when you look to your future and you're looking for answers, you're looking for signs that you're on the right track. You're like, you're looking for a sign that you should be hopeful because, hey, you're doing the right things. Just keep it up. You're doing the right things. Some kind of sign, some kind of answer, some kind of indication that you're doing the right stuff. But as I'm sure you're aware, those are few and far between. Like, there's not a sign that's like, hey, keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track, or keep dating this way, or keep not dating this way, or keep doing this or that. Those just aren't, it's just not a thing. I mean, yeah, sure, sometimes the universe conspires and gives you really obvious signs, but the majority of the time, that doesn't happen. And so we're looking for answers, we're looking for signs, and we don't see them. And as a result, you feel lost, you feel anxious, you feel frustrated, you feel like a failure. And that is not a vibe. That is not a vibe. And to my point, that is not reflective of what I think we need to do, which is being okay with not having answers, being okay with not knowing. Because when you're that way, you don't feel those negative emotions. And I want you to realize what I've realized, that the most powerful mindset you can have is a choice. It's a choice that says you're okay without having answers right now. It's a choice to be okay without having some sign that you want. It's okay to not have that sign that says, Case, you're good. You're going to get those things, and here's why. You're doing this, that, and you're good. You know, it's okay without having a sign that says, Case, don't worry, you're good enough. You're smart enough. Gosh darn it, people like you. You're fine. Everything's conspiring for you. You're good to go. It's a choice to say, I don't see those signs right now. I don't, they're out there. I'm just not seeing them, but I'm okay with that. And this is a choice, frankly. It's a mindset choice just to stop looking for those signs, to stop looking for those answers, to stop looking for that hope and instead create it for yourself. And this is where, why I think it's kind of a game changer, and it really makes you feel at peace because it makes you say, hey, you know what? I'm okay. Right now, I am okay to live without hard and fast answers in my life. I'm okay to live without knowing right now. I'm okay to just keep working, keep loving, keep being compassionate. And I'm not going to allow myself to feel anxious by constantly searching for validation that I'm doing the right things, that I'm working the right job, dating the right person, becoming the right dude. I'm okay without answers for those questions right now. And that's the vibe. And keep listening here because at a glance, that might sound a little strange, but I do this in a way that it kind of turns around. And specifically the way I do this is I stop asking myself a specific kind of question and I stop looking for a specific kind of answer. And these are answers that I think we're all like programmed to look for. But then again, to my point, we don't find them. And that is why we feel anxious when we look at our lives, when we look forward, when we look for those answers. So here's what I do. First, I recognize something. I've said this many times before, but recognize the fact that we don't know what chapter of life we're on right now. We could be on chapter 2, chapter 10, chapter 50. And furthermore, not only do we not know what chapter we're on, but we don't even know how many chapters there are in total. You could be on chapter 2 of 100 chapters. You could be on chapter 10 of 11 chapters. You could be on chapter 50 of 1,000 chapters. And so to be looking for answers without context of like where the heck we are, that I think is setting us up, ourselves up to be all those feelings I described earlier, anxious, feeling like a failure, feel like you're falling behind, and so on. To be looking for answers by asking ourselves questions like, oh, what's next? Where am I heading? Where is the finish line? Am I doing all the right things? Will it all come together? Those types of questions are making us anxious. So instead of doing that, I say, realize that there's no point right now in demanding answers to those kinds of questions. Yes, to be clear, search for your truth in life. Oh my gosh, yes. Live your life and love and make decisions and choices in life to expand your perspective and your experience so you can truly know who you are and what you want and what you deserve. But stop demanding answers of yourself and of the world and the universe. And instead, ask yourself something else. And I'll tell you what that is in a second. Just know that you don't have all the pieces to the puzzle right now. You don't. And you can't put it all together. So stop frustrating yourself. Stop making yourself anxious by demanding answers. That's the vibe. Knowing that you can't put together a puzzle when you're on chapter 2 and it's 10 chapters long, right? There's no point in doing that. You just enjoy it, right? And this isn't me saying like give up. It's the opposite. It's peaceful acceptance that you don't know where you are in your journey right now. But knowing that, you can make a choice to choose that no matter what chapter you're on, there's still plenty of amazing chapters ahead. And those chapters are the ones that hold answers for you. But right now, you don't need to be looking for them. Instead, you can ask yourself something different. Ask yourself, first, let's start with the questions that you've probably been asking yourself, right? They're probably questions like, am I actually going to be successful? Am I actually going to be wealthy and financially secure? Am I actually going to be happy and fulfilled? Am I going to ever find my person? Am I ever going to find love? Right? Those are the questions you've probably been asking yourself. You've been looking for answers to those questions. But instead of asking yourself those questions, consider that question, okay, it's a valid question for sure, but add an important new phrase to the beginning. And that phrase is, what am I willing to do? What am I willing to do? You take that question, am I going to be successful? Am I going to be wealthy and financially secure? And I say, change it up real quick. Instead of asking the universe, you know, ambiguous questions like that and demanding some answer that you're going to find, flip it and say, what am I willing to do to actually become successful? What am I willing to do to become wealthy and financially secure? That's it. Or like the other question, am I going to be happy and fulfilled? Now say, what am I willing to do to become happy and fulfilled? Or the other question, am I ever going to find my person? Am I ever going to find love? Say, what am I willing to do to find my person? What am I willing to do to find love in my life? That is it. That is so huge to me. Flipping it. Stop demanding answers. Stop looking for answers and root yourself in being okay with not having them. And the way that you really define that is by redirecting that question back to yourself. It's like a question detour. You're rerouting back to yourself. You consider that thing you want, you know, money, success, happiness, love, whatever, and you ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get it? What am I willing to do for love, for happiness, for success? Am I willing to say yes more, no more, work harder, be more uncomfortable? You name it. If the answer is yes, well, there's your answer. There's the answer to your question. You don't need to ask the universe if you're on the right track. You ask yourself this question. You answer your own question. And there's no anxiety in that because you can always answer your own question. You can answer that question that you've been just hurling out at the universe, hoping for a response back. And this, again, is a mindset choice. And yeah, I think it takes a good amount of vulnerability because you might find yourself looking in the mirror and being like, whoa, you know, I said I'm willing to do all those things, but I'm not doing them. So I got to change it up. But that's a clear answer. There's no ambiguity about it. There's no anxiousness about it. You have an answer. You have an answer, and you don't need to feel any negative emotion for it. You don't need to sit around hoping for a sign any longer. Now, you create your own sign by asking yourself the question and reacting to it. And that's a big vibe because you're taking a step back and you're simply being okay. You're being okay with not knowing the answers. But you don't leave it there. You don't know the answers, right? But you ask yourself the right question and then you create your own answers. And I think that is so much more powerful than getting in your head like you do when you like nervously and anxiously and kind of desperately look for validation that you're doing the right things in life, that there's some sign out there that's saying your work is going to be rewarded, you're becoming the person you're supposed to become, you're working the job you're supposed to be working and all that. I say don't go that route. There is so much frustration associated with that route. There's more freedom and happiness and just calm and being okay with not having an answer. There's freedom in turning that question around to yourself. You say, you want love? Well, what are you willing to do for it? Are you doing that? No? Okay. Well, it's all good, my friend. But now you know what you need to do. You don't need to wonder if the universe has an answer for you. You've created your own answer. And I think there's a lot of peace in that. I think there's a lot of calm in that. Same, like you want success. Well, what are you willing to do for it? Are you doing that? Well, regardless, you know what you need to do. And I think this is simple stuff. This isn't earth shattering. And I'm sure in some way you're probably already doing this. But I say, and the reason I wanted to do this episode is just to encourage you to clear your plate of all the other BS questions you've been in the past and present directing at the universe. Clear your plate of the anxiety you've been creating for yourself by hoping for an answer, demanding a sign. I say create it for yourself. Create that sign, create that answer, create that hope for yourself by being okay with not having it given to you. You create it. And I say that because, again, I really believe that the key to living a happy life is to be okay, to be comfortable with not always knowing what chapter you're on, with what's next, with 100% yes, 100% no, black and white, right? The key to life is being okay with that. And the good news is one day you'll get that sign. You will. But it might not be for 10 more chapters. It might not be for 100 more chapters. You just don't know. So there's no need to get yourself all worked up and anxious about those questions. So I say until that day, until that sign comes and you see that double rainbow and it's like, yup. I say throw those questions back to yourself. Ask yourself those questions. And when you do, you'll find the answers you need. The answers you need right now. Answers that will drive you and motivate you and make you happy and grateful in the meantime. And I think that is a vibe because that when that is your mindset, when that is the choice that you make, there's no need to feel overwhelmed by all the chapters ahead of you. You know what you want. You know what you're willing to do to get it. And that's all that matters. So I'll leave that right there. I hope that was helpful for you. I hope that was a vibe for you as it was for me. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this podcast with a friend. And as always, let me know what you think. You could DM me, text me, and don't forget to check out newmindsethoodis.com. I appreciate all the support, the tags, the messages. It really is crazy. So thank you so much. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.